Coronavirus.
By now, you've probably heard of the new coronavirus outbreak. Online, the new virus has mutated amid misinformation, myths, and moonshine.
I'm sure you have seen that there's a lot of misinformation that's out there, and some of that could be quite dangerous.
Bogus claims risk obscuring the reality of the outbreak and cause unnecessary panic.
Panic over the coronavirus outbreak has led to a global shortage of face masks and protective suits.
So, to help you set the record straight, we're separating fact from fiction about the new outbreak, starting from where it all began. We still don't know what the source of the outbreak is exactly. Experts do have a suspect, bats, but they're still piecing things together. However, we already know where the virus did not come from. This Washington Times article falsely claimed that the virus might have broken out from a laboratory in Wuhan, quoting a former Israeli military intelligence officer. Later in the piece, the same interviewee notes, "There isn't evidence or indication for such incident." The Daily Star in the UK ran a similar story before backtracking on the claims. The facility in question is the Wuhan National Level 4 Biosafety Lab, where scientists handle some pretty serious viruses like Ebola and coronavirus. Yes, coronavirus. That's the whole reason why China ordered it built in the first place after the 2003 SARS outbreak, which was caused by another member of the coronavirus family. This theory refers to virologist Xiang Guoqiu and her husband, biologist Ke Ding Cheng, who were dismissed last year from the National Microbiology Laboratory, according to Canadian media. The lab deals with deadly diseases, and Chiu herself is a celebrated scientist who helped develop a treatment for Ebola. It's not totally clear why the couple was removed, but the public health agency said at the time it was an administrative matter. The Canadian Health Minister's office went one step further amid swirling speculations and assured that there is absolutely no risk to the Canadian public. Canadian authorities rushed to quash the fresh allegations, with the public health agency spokesperson telling factcheck.org that talks of a Chinese spy team have no factual basis. Some online users have been circulating links to patents for genetic materials of coronaviruses. They say these documents are undeniable evidence that there's nothing new about the new coronavirus and that a vaccine is already at hand. Science, however, begs to differ.
If you look at the patent documents that people are sharing, one is for the SARS sequence, which is in the coronavirus family, but not the same virus.
The US CDC did the sequencing and sought ownership as a way to prevent others from controlling the technology. This one is for an avian infectious bronchitis virus, which scientists at a UK institute have tinkered with to weaken and use as a vaccine for chickens. So there you have it. The new coronavirus is not man-made, but insane plot lines with a smidgen of fantasy and a dash of dystopian sure are.